A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, that is February 6th, 2015. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Dream Cup final between Ghana and Ivory Coast, that is the Africa Cup of Nations final.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Equatorial Guinea. Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Africa Cup of Nations soccer final.
Ivory Coast and Ghana will face off on Sunday in Equatorial Guinea to determine which team is the best in Africa.
Ghana has won four Africa Cup of Nations titles, but the last of those championships came in 1982. Ivory Coast has won the tournament once before in 1992 when they defeated Ghana in the finals. Of course, Ivory Coast reaches the finals after cruising to a 3-1 win over surprise semifinalist DR Congo, while Ghana handed host nation Equatorial Guinea a 3-0 loss in their final four match, that is yesterday. And there was violence in that match, Kip.
Very serious violence, and some Ghana supporters ended up leaving the match, and it was really bad for soccer. So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. For those that are using WhatsApp, here's the number that you can send us. Just send us a message on that number, 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318.
Yeah, ask Honguka Hamadzadiwa Nasi, Trauti Tinget Chitarisa Nezu Makwikwi, Africa Cup of Nations, ayo asvika kwa mvura yacheka makumbo. Mangwana ndo panenge paine mutambo wekupedzisira kana kuti mafinals pakati pe Ivory Coast ne Ghana. Ghana yakakwanisa kusimudza mukombe weAfrica Cup of Nations kanokwana iko kuita kana. Ivory Coast yakangobudirira kamwe chete chete muna 1992 apo yakakunda Ghana mumafinals. Nekudaro amadzadiwa tirakunzwa kuti imi munoti kudi nemutambo uriko mangwana ndechipi chikwata chamunofunga kuti chichabudirira uye ndevapi vatambi vamunofunga kuti vacha shura mare. Vakawanda vanoziya Yaya Toure anotambira iye chikwata che Manchester City ku Britain uye ndiye akanzi ndiye akatambazve zvinonwisa mvura gore rino munyika dzose vatambi vose vemu Africa. Nekudaro tira kunzwa kuti munenge muchiona sei nezvemutambo iwoyu, asi nezuro kwakatambwa mutambo pakati pe Ghana ne Equatorial Guinea. Asi mutambo iyoyo hauna kumira zvakanaka, nekuti vatsigiri veEquatorial Guinea vanenge vasina kunyatsofara kuti chikwata chavo chainge charakasvika icho 3-0. Ndokutanga kukanda zvinhu matombo nezvimwe zvakadaro daro munhandare zvakaita kuti mutambo umbenge uchimiswa. Zvinova zvinhu zviri kushorwa nevanhu vakawanda, nekuti mitambo iyi yanga yatambwayo zvakanaka. Gibbs.
Yevombe zviri kandava siyakwazitenge nsonto zindala zombili, Ghana versus Ivory Coast siyakwazikona ngale kuAfcon lapha ke sikhuluma nge-African Cup of Nations eyabe iyi-final of the finals ukuthi kuyabe sekufiwa phela kuyagijima indoda izidabuka ibhulugwe. Ye, sizwile-ke izolo ukuthi bekunenkinga kunangale-ke e-Ivory Coast kudlala-ke iGhana kanye ne-Equatorial Guinea. Kugcina kulokhu gijimisana sibili ongani awuhambanga kahle. Ungazani phela ebhoreni vele nxa usukhangele blessing lokhu ngana kufunakala ukuthi abantu becine besilwa ngezandla. Umsebenzi wokuya ebholeni yikukhahlela ngonyawo kumbe ukubamba nxa ugoalkeeper. Ye, kuyavunyelwa khonokho, kodwa ukuphosa izitina lezinye izinto no, abantu bayakwala lokho. Siyakwazi-ke ukuthi Ghana-ke siyathola-ke inkomitsho le kane ka-4 phela, kubese kusiba-ke i-Ivory Coast iyathola kanye inkomitsho leyi. Siyakhumbula njalo ukuthi i-Ivory Coast yake yashaya-ke iGhana kuma-finals. So-ke sifuna ukubona kathesi ukuthi kuzazala nkomoni. Ye, siyakwazi ukuthi kulabafana abadlala kahle kakhulu abanjengo-Jordan Ayew kanye lo-Andre Ayew, laba ngabantwana bamnumzana lwana phela wayidlala ibhola okumangalisayo mfowethu u-Abedi Pele Ayew. Ye, so abafana bangkhona balezikili ezimangalisayo sibili. Bese kusika khona ngale Ivory Coast siyakwazi ukuthi kulo Yaya Toure. Uyaya Toure ngowe-Manchester City khona ngale siyakwazi ukuthi uyahlohle okumangalisayo njalo, kodwa uyi-midfielder. Ye, so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithi kuyaphumani-ke emdlalweni lowo. Ye, nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kathesi nasi ifoni 001 202 619 2077. Yeah, I will come again for it.
I think we have our two guests. That is the Premier Soccer League Chief, Kenny Ndebele. Mr. Ndebele, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we also have a sports analyst and former Premier Soccer League player, Mo Moyo. Mo, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, Gibbs.
Thank you so much, Mo.
Thank you, gentlemen. Gibbs, maybe you can kickstart.
Yes. Let's start with you, Moyo. So Ivory Coast versus Ghana, what do you think?
I think it's a very interesting final. You can see these teams, they started what we can say poorly, and they've built up as the tournament went on. And they've been scoring goals, which is what fans want. But I think this is a dream final. It's going to be enjoyable. But I think Cote d'Ivoire is going to win it this time.
Mr. Ndebele, your take on the tournament so far?
It's been an interesting final. Typical AFCON final. Very tight, I'm sure. I think we'll probably go up to the penalty kicks to determine the winner from the way the teams are balanced. And you remember the last time they met in a cup final, I think it was penalty kicks that decided the gold medalist. I think it's a tight one. Interesting that both teams have top professionals, but Ghana seems to be up-and-coming youngsters who have played in the FIFA World Cup before. So it's really going to be very exciting. Cote d'Ivoire have pushed, and they seem to have a coach who has been there before and who was actually the winner of the 2012 or the previous Cup of Nations before the South Africa one. So I think it's going to be very tight and interesting as well.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndebele. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the world's favorite sport, or number one sport, rather. It's soccer. And of course, it's the final tomorrow in Equatorial Guinea, pitting Ivory Coast and Ghana. These are two West African giants. And many are expecting fireworks. But the question is, who is going to win the African Nations Cup final? Egypt did not qualify, but they've won it a record 7 times, and Ghana has done it 4 times. Cameroon, the great Cameroon, of course, we all remember the great Roger Miller, you know, Siru Makanaki. Those were brilliant players from Cameroon. They won this tournament on three occasions. That is Cameroon. So Ivory Coast is a very good side, but only until recently. I think with the likes of Didier Drogba, Yaya Toure, what Moore calls the golden generation of Ivory Coast. Moore, why do you call it the golden generation?
I think for the Toure brothers, age is finally catching up with them, and if they do not get it now, it may be never. And as you can see, there are quite some very brilliant players that are coming up with Boni stepping into Didier Drogba's boots, very big boots, but he's been doing very well. And I also think they have got a very good coach in Yavi Arena. Having, like Kenny has just been saying, having won it with Zambia in 2012. They've been there before. I think this crop of players, if they don't win it now, it may take another long time before they can do it. They've got a very good mixture of young players and experience. So it's their time, I think.
So it's Yaya Toure's time to shine more. His argument is that age is catching up with these players, and they are expected to deliver, because, you know, once you hit 30, it's difficult.
Exactly. But if you perform like Roger Miller,
indeed,
maybe
yeah,
you can make
that
it.
That was an exception.
Yes, coming in the second half, and, you know, that can make a difference.
So,
sibona ngazani okwamanje sinomnumzana Siphosiso osegoli. Baba Siphosiso, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila,
Eh, kunjani kulapha eSouth Africa?
Yeah, hayi, bengisadla manje, hayi, sengi-right.
Kade usidlani kulapho-ke, mnumzana?
Bengisidla uphuthu.
Oh, ye, kade ungajanga amacimbi?
Hayi, awekho la masicimbi.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, ubona njani umdlalo? Obuya?
Hayi, umdlalo obuya ugithi uzoba mnandi, kodwa-ke ngisacela ukukhuluma ngenye into before ngomdlalo. Ngisacela bakugibs, sekungokwesibili ngikhuluma ngayo lento, ukuthi sisacela ukuthi likhulume neziphathamandla, kuye kube lohlelo nje oluzokhulunywa ngokuthi mhlawumbe onakho wena ozokukhuluma nje kanye ngeviki.
Oye, hayi, sinyakuzwa sibili kakhulu. Ngizabakhumbuza lamdla ngisehla khonapha zenziyafika e-ofisini.
Alright, hayi, lokho Gibbs, mshiwa nke ngakhuluma lawe before, uyakhumbula sikhuluma ukuthi igani izodlala lebafana kubona njani, yimi ke engangikhuluma. Ngoba umlandeli omkhulu mina weGhana.
Yebo phela.
Umlandeli omkhulu weGhana, vele le nto ebe engangikhuluma ngayo yiyo na le isenzakala lamhlanje. I-cup ihambile, sidead. Ngeyethu ikapu, hayi, Ivory Coast ngamakhehla lana, plus Ivory Coast right phambili, i-defense yayo vele ifile. So lokho kaToure ngokwakhe lokhu ukuthi uzoyithatha ikapu, angeke ayithathe le kapu. Ungabheka kahle hle umuntu odlalayo ngujevino yelaphana, labana oToure, labana umfowabo lwana abakwazi, at least emuva laphana kulo siyagadiyeni uye ngibona ngathi ungcono. Manje iGhana ngabafana abancane baqinile, bayagijima, bayamakha, baya-attacka, benza yonke into. Akukho nje mhlawumbe okungathiwa lo yalekha, lo ngokumakha, lo ngokwenzani. Manje uyaToure balinde ukuthi ibhola libuye, abakwazi uku-attacka la, babona nje bafuna kuphela ukuthi bedilive ibhola bese beli-distributa. Kodwa-ke iGhana ikwenza konke, ngisho lo goalkeeper wangikhona mase kunzima uyaphuma.
Kwenziwa kwini wena ngombono wakho, ubona nabafana laba benza njani, indaba bakwenza kolokho?
Bazimisele laba abafana, abayenzi into ukuthi mhlawumbe mina ngiubani. Bazimisele ukupresenta i-country labo, ngenze konke abakutshelwa ngukhothi. Yiyo into kuphela ezobenza ukuthi bakwazi ukuphumelela. Angithi uyabona la abantu bekade sebezitshela lwana umfana lo owalwalo lo umfana lokhuzeni usali mndare lalwana omunye, angithi uyabona ukuthi kabekho. And ngabafana abancane bodwa abafuna ukuthi babonakalise kusasa lakho. Umuntu omdala ngujiyane kuphela yedwa lapha.
Oh yeah.
So hayi, ikhapu ngethu Gipsy, uzobe ungifonele futhi uma sesiyithethe.
hayi sizayiza njalo nesicelo sakho uza sihambisa phambili e
Yeah, akwetha please ningakhohlwa lento engicelayo ukuthi sike sikwazi ukukhuluma ezinye izinto ngoba siyehluleka ukungena ku Studio 7 sometimes. Mawungabe kuyikuthi kuneyinye imbono lati efuna ukuyifaka uthola ukuthi inamba
Oh yebo phela. Hayi sizayiza njalo baba ungadinelwa kusasa ke nomzana ke Sibusiso. Yeah.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu du.
Hayi kulungile baba, kulungile.
Okay.
Yeah, so is the same caller that called us last time, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And made a request that can we please have an open mic, you know, kind of thing, you know. So I think we have to consider some of those.
Indeed,
yes.
Indeed.
So, but he says he's a staunch Ghana player.
Supporter.
And at the end of the day, he says Ghana is going to win tomorrow. And he says Ivory Coast, yes, is a good side, but it's full of old people, you know.
Yeah.
So he cited, you know, examples of the. Yeah, Ituri brothers.
Yeah.
He says, no, they always wait for the ball instead of going for the ball, you know. And he says, Kevino perhaps is the one that is playing good soccer, but there's no person to support him. So then he went further to say, the defense, Ivory Coast, too bad. The Ghanaians are going to play around them, you know. And he says, Ghanaians are very good at everything. Midfield, strike, defense, goalkeeper, everything. He says, when they're down, even the keeper goes in to play, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's very true, yeah.
Indeed, we'll see how it goes. On WhatsApp, Fano says, Ghana inotora mkombe wa Africa Cup of Nations. Mrs. Horita says, Ghana is going to win. Matthew says, Ghana will do it this time. Alonso says, I will be tipping Ivory Coast to win this cup. Ino says, Ghana 2, Ivory Coast 0. Trevor says, Ghana will win, no doubt. Roy says, Ivory Coast will take this one. Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Africa Nations Cup. The final is to be played tomorrow, that is Sunday, in Equatorial Guinea. Equatorial Guinea, rather, happens to be the only Spanish-speaking African country. And let's just look at the top goal scorers, Gibbs. There are a number of players who have scored three goals in this tournament. Andre Ayew, he has got three goals. He plays for Ghana. Yavia Balboa, three. He also, I mean, he plays for Equatorial Guinea, the host. And then there's Jumechi Mbokani from the Democratic Republic of Congo, also with three goals. Ahmed Akaichi, Tunisia, also three goals. Thievi Befuma of Congo also has three goals. And then there are also a number of players who have scored two goals. And these include Christian Atsu from Ghana. Then there is Jeremy Bokila from Congo DR. Jevino Ivory Coast, he has also scored two goals. Wilfred Boni, he has also scored two goals. He plays for Ivory Coast. And then, of course, there is Max Gadel, who also plays for Ivory Coast, who has scored two goals. Mo, let me come to you. Wilfred Boni will be going to play for Manchester City. And he's a very good player. Would you say he has delivered this tournament?
Yes, I think he has delivered. You know, the way the Cote d'Ivoire has been playing is that when they give the ball to Boni, he holds that play for them. And you can see from the contribution that he has made, besides the two goals that he has scored, he's managed to set up two other goals. It means that he's doing his job very well. And I think as the tournament has gone, he has improved in terms of his involvement in matches. So he's the man to watch in the final. For me, he's the man to watch in the final. Well, all the work that Jevino does, he knows he has got the support of Boni. If they pump the ball forward, they know Boni is going to keep the ball for them as they move up to support him. So he has been very, very effective. And I think that kind of play will be very vital in the final.
Thank you, Mo Gibbs.
And news that we are receiving right now, Blessing. The Tunisian Football Association President Wate Jari has been banned from all activities relating to the Confederation of African Football. So it follows CAF's ultimatum for the Tunisian FA to apologize for accusing the body of cheating or be banned from the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations. So on Friday, CAF gave a deadline of 31 March for the Tunisian FA to apologize. Tunisia made the allegations over a controversial penalty in a 2-1 quarterfinal defeat by Equatorial Guinea. So the referee, the game's referee, has been banned for 6 months for poor performance. And this is what the Tunisian FA said. After a meeting on Wednesday, the Tunisian Football Association refused to apologize, with a spokesman saying the team had suffered a scandalous injustice from referees. Now, let's go, come back to you, Mr. Ndebele. Do you think that is fair for the Football Association of Tunisia not to apologize for those allegations? Or those allegations have got some bit of substance?
Yeah, you see, football is not like your NGOs where you talk of human rights and so forth. It's about rules. The rules give you the right to sanction. So Tunisia should have waited for the CAF board to make a decision about the referee. Because if you then want to argue against everybody, you face the ban. So, yes, in terms of maybe the human side of it, one might think it's not fair. But in terms of rules and regulations, the authorities have to be firm to ensure that the game is protected.
So, okay, ngesintu nxa ungakhuluma kolapho ke ndibele ukuthi kukhanya ngazani phela lokho kweTunisia asikho kodwa nxa ungakhangela kuhle igame lana eGhana ubonile ukuthi kwenzakaleni, abantu sebegijinyiswa konke khonoko. Kambe ungathini ngakhonoko?
Yikho ukuthi kufakwe umthetho, abantu belandele umthetho. Noma ungani uphoqiwe, nxa umthetho uthe kufanele ulungiswe, unanzelele ukuthi lo mkhokheli weTunisia ube kuliqembu le-local organizing committee eliyilo ebelihlela, abe sevumela ukuthi abadlali bakhe nxa bewonile yena abe sekhalala, abe sesiyakumemeze phandle kathi ubehlaleleni ku-local organizing committee. Namhla sekubona yena sokufanele ukuthi aye kuthi-ke sephuma ngoba sebedliwe. So-ke umthetho kufanele ube khona nje ukuthi kuqondiswe. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi akasikhathi esiningi lalikhulume ngamalungelo abantu, hayi ebholeni vele amalungelo malutshwane, amalungelo ukuthi wena kufanele ulalele umthetho.
Yebo phela. Hayi, siyakuzwa Baba Ndebele ungayikhajani ubambe khonapho. So in football, human rights,
it's not an NGO. I like that. Let's go to our caller in Blawa. That is Nigel. Nigel, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Nigel, your take on tomorrow's final, Ivory Coast versus Ghana?
It has been an interesting Africa Cup of Nations, and I keep Ivory Coast. The guy who just called from SA Bay, I think he was just one-sided, just because he loves Ivory Coast in Ghana. That's why he was speaking like that. So, but I keep Ivory Coast. One, because Ivory Coast is strong, especially going forward. They may have weaknesses at the back, but going forward, they are very strong. And Jevinho will win it for Ivory Coast. Jevinho will definitely win it. It's unfortunate what happened yesterday, also the violence.
The violence, yes, yes.
It's very unfortunate for our soccer and African football. I think if we are to improve, you know, soccer, those things should not be allowed to happen in our soccer.
But overall, would you say you are happy with the way this tournament was organized, except, of course, that violence yesterday?
Yeah. I think I'm very happy because of the short notice. They were not given enough time. They were just ended, given the tournament. It was not something they planned for a long time, but I'm very happy about that. But that thing that happened yesterday just tarnished everything. Just tarnished everything. Because it should not happen. It's a big tournament like that. Everyone is watching from Europe, everywhere. Everyone is watching. So it should not happen. But overall, it was okay.
No, Nigel, thank you so much. You can conclude.
Ivory Coast, it will win it on their counter-attacking thing. And that's because also the coach, he went into the final two years back, so he knows. He knows what it is like going into the final. So I think Ivory Coast will win it, hands down.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much for calling me. Thank you.
Of course, that's the beauty of the game. You can support any team you want. And of course, he alluded there to the fact that it was a short notice for Equatorial Guinea because the matches were supposed to be played in Morocco. And Morocco pulled out, fearing the outbreak of Ebola. Interesting. But of course, Morocco also happens to be one of the only African country that is not in the African Union. It's part of the Arab League. But back to soccer. Of course, we can also look at the top goal scorers of all time at the African Nations Cup. Samuel Eto'o leads all goal scorers with 18 goals. Then there is this guy from Ivory Coast, Laurent Poku, he has 14 goals. Rashid Yekini, I think we all remember Rashid Yekini, the Nigerian striker. Yekini scored 13 goals in the tournaments that he featured. And then there's Hassan Al-Shazli from Egypt with 12 goals. Patrick Mboma of Cameroon is also on 11. Then the great Wassam Hassan from Egypt, also 11 goals. Didier Drogba, he has now retired from professional football, though he's still playing his trade for Chelsea. He scored 11 goals. Some players, Kalusha Bwalya from Zambia, I think we all remember King Kalu, with 10 goals in all tournaments that he played. Then there is, of course, Manucho from Angola, 8 goals. These are some of the players. Roger Miller, the great Roger Miller, he scored 7 goals in the tournaments he featured. And of course, on number 7 is also Ben McCarthy of South Africa. There's also Christopher Katongo from Zambia, Frederick Kanute, Asmoah Gyan from Ghana, and JJ Okocha. I think I still rate him as the best dribbler of the ball. JJ Okocha.
I still remember.
Not without equal.
I still remember JJ Okocha. You still remember the game when somebody lost his job for praising him? You still remember that?
Oh, yes.
So if you praise him so much.
Yeah.
So let's come back to you, Momoyo. Now, let's talk about violence. Just, you know, violence is a problem. So if you are a player and you are in the center of the field, and something like what happened yesterday, you know, Ghana versus Equatorial Guinea happens. What is in a player's mind? What do you do first?
You know, Gibbs, it's violence is very bad for football. It's very bad for football, and you know, for players, it's even worse because you know. Especially when you are playing away from home, you are so worried about your safety because the safety is not only when you are on the pitch.
So,
you are thinking about
stay on the line, and also Mr. Ndebele, please stay on the line. Of course, what we'll be discussing later on, breaking news is that Morocco has actually been fined 1 million by CAF for failing to host the Africa Cup of Nations. We'll discuss that. And of course, our radio listeners, sorry it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.